You're listening to Morning Edition on KCRW. This weekend is the 4th of July, but it won't be like any big summer holiday we've seen before. Many communities have called off firework displays, beaches in LA will be closed, and big barbecues present a much steeper risk than just heartburn. Cases of COVID-19 have been skyrocketing in recent days. The numbers have prompted Governor Gavin Newsom to reimpose some restrictions, like closing down bars in several counties. He's hinted more might be coming. Ahead of the holiday, we have our regular check-in with Professor of Medicine and Global Health at UC Davis, Dr. Michael Wilkes. Just like with Memorial Day weekend and the throngs of beachgoers that hit the shores, Dr. Wilkes says public health experts are nervously watching to see what happens on a sunny and hot Independence Day.
Basically, we don't know what to expect. We do know that in some ways, what's going to happen is in our control. California was proud. We were the first state to close down, and we had great success. But as you pointed out, we're seeing those numbers rise again after Memorial Day celebrations and graduation parties. The 4th of July is associated with lots of partying and drinking, and that sort of leads to some opportunities for poor judgment.
What should people do if they decide it's worth the risk to gather for the 4th of July? Should celebrations remain outside? Should people be masked but only remove them when eating or drinking? What would you suggest?
I mean, I think everything you said, celebrations should certainly be outside. People should definitely wear a mask, stay away from people 6 feet. Again, it's easy for me to say, it's much harder to do, but we can choose to do it safely. The pandemic really isn't about the choice to see people or not. It is about making good choices. And I am sure listeners are sick to death of the three W's: wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. But if you're sick, please stay home, get tested, isolate, allow for contact tracing, but don't go out, even if you're going to stay 6 feet away if you are sick. Lots of what we've been reassuring young people about their safety isn't quite so broadly applicable as we thought it was. Young people are getting sick in higher numbers now, even when they don't have minor symptoms or when they have no symptoms. As we all have heard, we can pass this on to others who aren't quite as healthy as they are.
We talk about preventative measures like masks and washing your hands. What about gloves? I've seen that proliferating.
Yeah, gloves are a completely different story. I agree. You see gloves in the most inopportune times. Wearing gloves is important if you're cleaning or if you're caring for someone who's sick. But if you're pushing a shopping cart or working as a cashier or stocking a shelf, gloves are not only not necessary, but they actually can increase the spreading of the virus. Washing hands with soap and water for 20 seconds or using some hand sanitizer that has more than 60% alcohol is far better than gloves. In fact, it's what we do in the clinics.
As we approach the holiday, I mean, people are going to be risking it, whether or not health experts recommend going out or staying in. It's something of a calculated risk. What explains the difference in how some people are responding to the risk and taking it very seriously, while others are sort of more cavalier?
There's a whole social science around risk. And to summarize, it is at its basis about risk aversion. So there are three groups of people. People that can be risk adverse, they hate risk and they'll do whatever they can to stay away from risk. These are the people, if you will, who put their money in the bank and don't invest. And in the case of COVID, they're wearing, you know, maybe even two or three masks. Then there are the people that are risk-seeking, and these are the people that are willing to accept risk to gain something desirable: excitement, money, spending time with friends, going to a sporting event. These are sort of the motorcycle riders, if you will. And then there are people that are risk-neutral. In some ways, they're a little bit paralyzed. They're unable to choose between a risky event or a safe option, and they call it a toss-up, and they do what they've always done. I should point out that all of this is not new to COVID, right? We've seen this when we're trying to convince men to wear condoms, women to use birth control, convincing anybody who needs it to consider PrEP to prevent HIV. So, you know, we know a little bit about how to convince people to accept more risk and take precautions.
Before we let you go, we are seeing an alarming rise in COVID cases. And, you know, should God forbid somebody come down with the virus in the coming weeks, what will hospital capacity be like? Are we getting back to the days when we might need field hospitals again?
Could be, Matt. It is very hard to say. And it is, I know, frustrating to listeners that we don't know more than we do. But as we move toward July 4th, we know infections are rising, hospitalizations are rising, hospital capacity is not unlimited. I'm seeing healthcare workers workers getting sick with COVID, a bit higher than they had earlier in the epidemic. We've seen new peaks this week. You know, please, those three W's, social distancing, it's what it will take to keep a doctor away.
We've been speaking to Dr. Michael Wilkes, professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis. Dr. Wilkes, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Sure. Have a nice holiday and be careful, everyone.